the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back as we continue the coach's conversation, talking to MTCS boys basketball coach Jason Piercy. Coach, I know it's kind of a little weird time. Appreciate you all, you and Dan, kind of working in here. We've got more coaches still out there at MTCS coaching and basketball and most other schools. So that's a pretty good place to be in, I guess.
That's a good thing.
Congratulations on making it to the region finals. And, boy, it's been one of those weeks. It's been one of those rides for MTCS boys, hasn't it?
It really has. Guys have played well. I mean, people always say at the peak at the right time, but I guess we are. I mean, we're playing really well last few weeks, and we ran into a buzzsaw with McEwen, but they're very, very good. You don't get to be 29-1 and not be good, but I thought we competed well. Just didn't have enough on that night.
Had a lot of threes go in. I mean, they shot the ball from the outside pretty well, didn't they?
They did. I mean, they've got two very good players that are hard matchups for us. Their little point guard, Garrett Mullenix, he's pretty good. And he knows how to play. He can rise up and shoot over people. He just knows what he's doing out there. And then their kid inside, Patrick Mullenix, he can – I thought we took him out of his post game pretty well, but he stepped out and hit I think a couple threes on us, and that hurt, but that's two good players.
When you get to this point in the year and you're playing opponents that you normally don't see during the regular season, does that make it harder, or is it easier because you're not playing somebody for a third or maybe even a fourth time, like Dan had to play Moore County for a fourth time? I mean, you know each other's tendencies. Yeah. Does it help the other way, or what? What do you think?
I don't know. There's always that comfortable factor that what they have, and in the district finals, our guys were comfortable and they knew what. We didn't have to do a whole lot of prep, honestly, for Forrest because they knew him so well. And it's kind of nice and fresh to get into the region and, see different teams and have to prepare for them. And, I think it's an advantage. We try to do a lot of things offensively, and if teams are going to prepare for all that in 2 days, and, I'd be impressed with that. And, I think the guys like it. I think they like playing different people, and preparing for someone new. I think it adds a level of freshness to it.
If, let's see, December, early January, if somebody said that you would still be playing basketball right now, you knew things had to – something had to change at that point, didn't
it? Well, I knew it all along.
That was part of the plan, the grand scheme.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I say this, and I don't mean this to be arrogant, but this is kind of what we envisioned all along. I mean, we thought we would play like this as coaches. I guess coaches always think you play well, and they all expect you to be the best in what you do. But I thought we would play like this earlier. We struggled to, and we're playing some young kids. I mean, Ben Brown's a sophomore, and it took him to get into the latter part of the season before he really felt comfortable trying to be an offensive threat. And, and he's done a great job, and he's, to my opinion, the difference maker. People know we have two kids that can score and Spears and Farmer, but when Ben Brown is out there and he's, contributing, I mean, it really takes us to a different level. And Justin Wynn comes off the bench for us, and he's a freshman and has played nowhere near like freshmen normally play. And so, I mean, those are two kids that once they got comfortable in their role, and I think, once we all got comfortable with each other and what to expect, I think that, I guess peaking at the right time. I mean, once they got to tournaments, you could just tell that they were in tune with one another. It's been a pretty neat couple of weeks.
I know that it was kind of frustrating at times. What do we got? What do we have to do to get, for things to turn around? And you all kept plugging away, doing different things, and found a formula that that started to work. I was talking to Dan Wilkerson earlier off the mic, and I mentioned to him that I really thought you playing Eagleville in that first round of the district tournament may have been really good for you. Mm-hmm. Number one, you took on a big rival, and great atmosphere, big gym. I don't know. Is something like that, that huge game right there, something that can propel you into, you know, district finals and right on through here in the region?
Yeah, I mean, that was big for us because I think the matchup was, and I think our kids felt that way too, that we matched up better with Eagleville than we did with Huntland, who, you know, if we would be won at Eagleville in that last week of the season, we would have ended up third, and then we would have played Huntland in the first round. We could still beat Huntland, but they have two players that are, you know, that are some big-time matchup problems for us.
Yeah.
And then we'd struggled during the year with them. So I think our kids felt better when we actually ended up sixth and sixth seed and playing them at a three seed. Felt
but
better.
Those games earlier in the year were really close. And then, I mean, to beat them like you did in that first round, I don't know, it just seemed like they fed off that energy and knowing that they were playing in such a big game versus that opponent that you had to win or go home. All those things.
I think the fact that we, you know, the tournament being at our place, yeah. I think it gave them a level of comfortability. You know, surroundings were comfortable. You're in your own locker room, that kind of stuff. You're not riding a bus to the game. I think that was huge. Our student section, our kids were unbelievable. So I mean, it was. I mean, there was a lot of energy, positive energy for us in our own place. And yeah, I think it did, you know, boost us. And I think we got to that second game with community and. I thought they really, for the first time, believed they could win. And then getting through that, I really felt like, you know, I don't want to discredit Forest because they're good. And it was a battle. We had to go to overtime with them. But you just felt calm. I mean, someone asked me, was I stressed or nervous about it? I said, no, I feel calm with this group because they just, I think they're very confident in what they can and can't do. Mm-hmm. And that's all you ask is that they know who they are and what they can do. And then you just go out there and play, and then hopefully it turns out well.
Jason Piercy joining us here on the Prentice Also Peating and Air Coach's Corner as we talk about boys' run here through the tournament this week in the semifinals. Let's see, you won by five and won by three.
I think that's right.
Yeah, and to get to the championship game and lost to McEwen 65-48. My goodness, and White House Heritage. That was a pretty tough game, wasn't it?
Yeah, East Robertson was tough. They were a lot like us.
Yeah,
but you know, once again, you know, we had the luxury of playing the first four games of the tournament in our own gym, so that was nice. So we got them in our place in the first round game, and we struggled at first, and I think a lot of it was we were tight. I mean, I think our kids looked tight. We went at halftime, just said, calm down, we're okay, just play. And we came out in the second half, I thought we loosened up a little bit. And once we got the lead, we just kind of extended and held on there. And they hit a three at the end to cut it a little bit. But I think once we got through that, you know, it was, you know, our guys going into White House Heritage, who is a quality team. They are so big. And they were, I mean, they were 6'7", 6'6", 6'6", and they brought two kids off the bench that were 6'6". I was telling Ned for the game, they don't need all these guys. I don't know why. They don't share with some people. I mean, two of them not even getting to play. But, you know, I mean, our little guys, I guess, I mean, we preached rebounding and, you know, and holding blockouts and things like that. And I felt like they were prepared. You know, we tried to give them everything they do. And I felt like we beat them to spots that White House wanted to get to and running their offense. I think we beat them to other spots and kind of threw them off a little bit, and then I thought we rebounded and defended pretty well. And then offensively, you know, they would come out and guard you, so we just spread them. And we'd spread them and drive them. We put Spears and Farmer on top and let them just go. And they got to the rim enough that we made them go to a 2-3. And then we went into our zone motion and tried to get Spears and Farmer in the middle, which we – I found out later some of the other coaches in district said that they never played zone. So felt pretty good about that. We forced them to do something they didn't want to do. And so, you know, we get those guys loose in the middle because I guess it's something they don't practice a lot playing zone. So we got those guys loose in the middle and they made plays. So
Spears had 25, Farmer had 17, Brown had 11 in that yep. game. So obviously a great game. I did want to mention in that championship loss to McEwen, Michael Farmer did go over 1,000, I think, in his career.
Yeah, on his first shot, hit 3. We were struggling, actually, to get going. And we did that in both the Ace Robertson, too, a little bit. But White House Harris, we got on 10-0, had to take a timeout, and we fought back into it. And the same thing happened at, I think it was 10-0 again, actually, with McEwen. And Micah came out, and at one point I thought, man, we might get blanked in the first quarter. And he hits a 3, puts him over 1,000, and it was big at the moment because it got us going again. Let us calm down a little bit.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment.
It is.
For him to be able to do that and the chance to add to that tonight or Monday night versus Perry County. Linden, only Linden. Reason I know is because I hear, you know, storm warning for Perry County or something like that.
Tornado Alley.
Yeah, yeah. But what do you know about Perry County? I know their record is 27-4. So what do you know about Perry County?
I know it's pretty good.
It's not bad, I guess.
That's okay. And we spent yesterday driving around avoiding tornadoes, trying to talk to coaches and stuff and to get some film on them. And we came back to school and then kind of coaches dispersed with tapes and they've been working on it all night. So we're going to meet here a little bit after practice and really get into them and kind of get what we want to do and stuff like that. But, I know that they've got a shooter, Cannon Rhodes, who I believe his dad played at Vanderbilt years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And he can play. He can rise up and shoot. He's about 6'4". And then you've got the Jacob Tucker kid. He plays a lot like Farmer, is what I kind of gather. You know, he's kind of he can hit, step out and hit some shots, but he likes to drive and get you inside, maybe post you up a little bit and do some stuff, and he kind of makes them go. So, yeah, that's our two really good kids that we gotta contain. But people have told me that they're beatable. They have a good record, but you know they're not. You know, it's not a outstanding wow 27-4. You know, that you can't overcome. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's going to be a crazy place. I was telling you that their population, their city, I found out was like 900, and their gym seats 1,700, and the principal was giving us tickets there yesterday, and he said today, we split them up, and we took 500, and they kept 1,000. He said that they were for sure going to sell those, so. We'll have, all of Linden and parts of other small towns there, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it'd be crowded.
Well, the entire county's going to come out, I guess.
I would say so.
What else is there to do on a Monday night?
There's not much, I don't think. I've been there once. And don't blink.
Did you stop?
Yeah, we actually stopped. But stopped at the high school. We didn't see anything else.
Well, I know that... hopefully a lot of fans from Middle Tennessee Christian School will make that trek. And, I drive by the school every day, and I saw on the sign it said sub-state bound. You know, it'd be nice to take that sub off, wouldn't it?
It would be real nice.
And hopefully this
close. The tournament's pretty close to here, I think.
So. Yeah, yeah.
It's somewhere over
like
there.
Like to play in your backyard?
Yeah, it'd be all right.
The fact that I've heard this called a magical run and this, that, and the other, 6 seed. I mean, you and Dan both go in at 6 seeds, and here you are playing in the sectional round, which is all great. But there's still some history that could be made here.
Tennessee version of Hoosiers or what? Where are we here? I don't know.
You got the colors for it. More Tennessee colors.
There we go. I don't know. We're just trying to, we try to keep it even keel and just go play and, try to keep kids calm and, and just go have fun with it.
Well, hopefully have a lot of fun down in Linden.
And, I hope so, too.
Come back here to next week and practice for a state tournament. Coach, appreciate everything.
Nice.
And hopefully we'll be in conversation again next time.
Thank you. I hope so.
All right. Thanks,
appreciate
Jason.
It.
Jason Piercy joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And by the way, Cougar Corner is coming up. Kim Elliott scheduled to be with us a bit later on this morning. But we're going to jump back into this. It's a yellow ball. Softball. Yeah, that's it. Janice Morey going to join us next here from Oakland High School to talk about the Lady Patriots softball team when we return here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Prentice Alsop, Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Stay with us.